Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motor Homes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motor Homes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorHomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today, as I have two very special parents on the line with me right now from Hartsel, Alabama. I have Kayleen and Drake Borden, as they share about their daughter, Livy Rue Borden, who was born November 21st of last year and passed away April the 10th of this year. The effort they've established now is called Love Like Livy, and I wanted them to share about Livy's legacy and what they hope to do moving forward with this effort to honor their daughter. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kayleen and Drake Borden.
Hi, this is Kayleen.
And hey, this is Drake.
I want to thank you both for joining me here on the Mark White Show, and I know that this isn't an easy conversation to have, but I'm grateful that you're choosing to share Livy's story today here on the Mark White Show.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about Livy Rue. What was her personality like?
Livy was such a sweet soul, right? Up to the first day that we met her, up until the last day, she was always smiling. She always gave us laughter and joy and showed us love without words. And she always had the funniest personality. She always stuck out her tongue, which you don't see a ton of babies do, but she constantly was doing it and filling our life with light and joy.
How about for you, Drake?
I think she was a very strong little baby, and, you know, you ain't got nothing but love for a little girl like that, that's so sweet. And, you know, she's just bubbly, and she tried very hard to learn, and she was really good at holding her head up and rolling over and all that stuff. And, you know, just everybody laughed when they were with her, and of course wanted to hold her and kiss on her. And she was very, very cute. And, yeah.
We just miss her.
Yeah.
She was with you almost 5 months and
yes,
around 140 days, as I said, but those days that you had were obviously filled with a lot of love. And I wanted you to share what you remember most about bringing Livy home for the first time.
Yeah, of course. We were on the way back from the hospital, and of course she slept the whole time, you know, newborns always sleeping. And Drake was driving, and I was sitting in the back seat with her, and we had about a 45-minute drive from Huntsville.
Yes, Huntsville to Hartsville. It was definitely a drive I have not had to make before.
It was stressful, but we were so excited to bring her home. Every single bump, he was like, is she okay? And just we rode in silence, just in awe of her. And we brought her home to meet our dog, and we brought her home, and our her grandparents, his parents, were there to welcome her. And it was just such a day full of joy for us.
Yes, and we had a very loving family that had a lot of food waiting on us, and you know, they were just excited as we were to meet her. And,
it was just an overall joyous and ecstatic day for us.
Drake, from a dad's perspective, what was it like for you becoming a dad?
It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime, change-your-life kind of situation. A lot of men don't realize it, but as you're put in that position, it's kind of just a switch, a flip, just like that. And I wouldn't say it goes from dark to daylight, but that's what it felt like to me. And, you know, you just kind of give it your absolute all really naturally. And especially for my dad daughters out there, my daughter dads, they know how it feels. But, it's just a whole different scenery.
And how about from your perspective as a mom, Kayleen?
My perspective, it changes your whole life completely. You are now here to protect this little baby who cannot protect themselves, and your mother instincts just kick in, and you feel like you've gained a purpose, more of a purpose in life. And, you know, especially how I was breastfeeding her, and we just had this extreme bond and connection, and becoming a mother changed me completely as a person, and in the best ways, of course. But you just have so much love for this little baby, and they give you so much love without words, and it's just an amazing feeling.
When did things begin to change medically for Livy?
So we noticed about at 3.5 months old, she was losing weight and she wasn't eating as good. You know, I fed her solely, so it was something more that I noticed and I expressed to Drake. And that was our main concern at the time. And then we noticed some really fast and shallow breathing. And every time that she would cry, she would go cyanotic around her lips, which just in general means she wasn't getting enough oxygen. And we do what?
Her CO2 levels.
We would take her to the pediatrician, and when they checked her CO2 levels, everything looked fine on their end. They listened to her. They said that she was fine. They gave us a multitude of things to try. One of those being for acid reflux, a medicine for acid reflux, because that's what they assumed that she had. And that's why she was going cyanotic. But it was not the case at all.
Can you talk about the people around you that maybe were a source of strength during this time, whether it be medical personnel or family members or friends who came to your aid during this time?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we had an amazing family, and it's honestly unbelievable what they will do in times of need like that, and especially mine. A lot stepped up, you know. And for a while, you know, family members sometimes like to give people their space, especially young parents that come off as more protective. But in times of need, when she started going through these medical problems, they stepped up when we asked for it and when we needed it. And, you know, just food, gifts, money, anything that they could give us. And, of course, we had some great nurses and great pediatricians that, you know, gave their best. And they loved her with their whole heart as well, and you could tell.
I would like to add on to Drake's mother, Marcia Borden. She really did go above and beyond for us. Her work schedule aligned the most with being more freely, and she was there every single day, anytime I needed her. I stayed at home with Livy, and Drake had to go to work, of course, but she was there anytime I needed her and her support, and she was just amazing. She went above and beyond, and we had great nurses who, while we were in the hospital during our stay, that just loved Livy like their own, and she reciprocated that love right back.
Kayleen, one of the things that you said that stood out to me is a statement that you made about Livy knowing love every single day of her life. Why was it important for people to know that?
It was important because she went through something so horrific that we don't know how she felt, what she felt like. And it was important that we were there, even though we were hurting so badly, knowing that we were going to lose her, that we were there for her, to love her, and it was important for her to feel that.
Folks, right now we're talking with Kayleen and Drake Borden, and we're talking about their very special daughter, Livy, and we're sharing about love like Livy, and I reached out to Kayleen for them to be able to share because I want them now to be strength for other families. And I know that that's what they want to do. And the legacy of Livy is very strong through both Kayleen and Drake. And we're going to continue this conversation in another segment as we talk about love like Livy and what they hope to accomplish through this effort to continue to extend the legacy of their precious daughter. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on The Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now, I have on the line with me Kayleen and Drake Borden as they share about their daughter, Livy Rue. She passed away on April the 10th of this year. She was just shy of 5 months old. And I wanted to share about Love Like Livy today. I wanted to be an encouragement to both of them. And I also wanted them to share their strength. And I wanted them to share about Love Like Livy moving forward so that you as a listener can be encouraged and inspired by what they're doing as parents with the loss of their daughter. Welcome back to the show, Kayleen and Drake.
Hi.
Hello.
Kayleen, you posted about Livy turning 7 months old, and it was an incredibly moving post, and you talked about wondering whether she'd be crawling, eating solids, or saying mama and dada. What are the milestone days like now as you think about those things moving forward, the what ifs?
Yeah. I think about every day. I look down at the time and think what I would be doing with her, what me and Drake would have been doing with her, how she would have been during that time of the day. And you know, it's discouraging to think like that. But it's also important for her remembrance to think of what she would have been doing and how life would have looked like for her.
And we've now gone through a Mother's Day and a Father's Day, and that's going to be different for you both as you think about the memory of your daughter. How do you navigate those kind of days right now?
Yes. It's been very different ever since, but the people around us still treat us like we're parents, and it is actually very helpful. We still get gifts, and we're still remembered as mom and dad, and I gave her a great Mother's Day, and she gave me a great Father's Day, and you know, just to keep remembrance and never forget. You know, technically, we're not parents, so might think, but in our minds, we'll always be.
You're exactly right. You will always be parents to Livy. You are her parents. That is something that's active and it never ends because you have that connection as her father. And Kayleen, you have that connection as her mother. When I think about those hard days and you getting through that, I wanted you to share where your strength comes from, because everybody's grief is different. Everybody grieves differently, but you've decided to help move forward with Love Like Livy. And I think that's important to talk about into how you're handling your grief right now.
Yes, of course. We 100% lean on our faith. And, you know, some people in this type of tragedy and era of life would, it would be very easy to not. But we find a lot of comfort in the Lord and knowing that she's with him and taking, and, you know, he's taking care of her in ways that I cannot, that Drake cannot anymore. And it just keeps our faith strong, knowing that one day we will see her again and get to hold her and love on her, and that we'll all be together.
And Drake, you mentioned something earlier about the fact that sometimes families want to give parents, new parents, give them some distance and let them be independent. I want to talk about the advice you would like to give right now, what they can say, what they can do to support grieving parents from your perspective.
I mean, in this situation, I mean, it's obviously, it's unimaginable situation, right? And so a lot of people tend to be stuck and, you know, they don't know what to do. They don't want to, you know, cause any more problems. They don't want to make it worse. They don't know how to make it better. And that's okay. I mean, we're not meant to know what to do in this type of situation. And to be honest, in my opinion, there's not really much, you know, and, you know, love is a strong thing and there's many ways to express it. And, I believe that my, our family has done the right thing. And even in postpartum kind of mindsets, you can think, you know, I didn't like this, I didn't like that they did this, and they're invading personal space and all this. But it's in the end, we think about it now and it's like, man, what would we do without them, you know? And it, like, we couldn't have made it this far.
And I would like to add on to that as well, that during this time, like you said, there's not much that people can say or do that make it better, but we do genuinely appreciate people honoring and supporting us and honoring our daughter after this tragic incident that, you know, we were not expecting and nobody was expecting. And we just really appreciate all of the things that have been said and done for us financially, emotionally, and, you know, people putting aside their feelings and to worry about ours.
What has Livy taught you about love?
Yes, of course. Livy taught me to love without any type of words being used, to love just through the pure emotion, through the look in her eyes, the way that she looked at us. And it's only a love that parents can feel, and every parent understands this when I say that, that you just, as soon as you meet them, I mean, you're pregnant and you love them, but it's a whole different type of love when you meet your child for the first time.
How about from your perspective, Drake?
More than I thought in the moment, for sure. You know, it's obviously she can't talk yet or express those kind of things, but, you know, the way she responds to your love is, it's kind of like a its own language. And, you know, it's kind of hard to explain, you know, it's, but she taught me a lot, for sure.
Let's talk about what you would like to see moving forward with Love Like Livy. I like the idea.
Yes,
I see the t-shirts and I see some other efforts that are happening. We'll talk about, but I wanted to see what your thoughts are on this effort moving forward.
One day, the ultimate goal is to have a nonprofit organization, a foundation for parents. There's not many cases of this rare genetic disease that Livy had, SMARD1. It stands for spinal muscular atrophy with respiratory distress type 1. And we hope one day in the future, we're building up to it, to have a nonprofit foundation to support parents who go through what we went through so they don't feel alone. And we hope one day to provide a type of housing and travel expenses. And we hope to one day work with the people that are working, the neuromuscular and genetic specialists. We actually have a genetic counseling appointment on July 28th, where we hope to speak to them about this nonprofit foundation that we would like to build to work on funding the research and possible cure for SMARD1. They have had several trials of gene therapy that just didn't work, and they're hopeful right now that they are finding a cure. And I also just, me and Drake just hope to be able to push for this to be on the newborn screening or an NIPT test, so parents are prepared like we were not. And so many cases of SIDS around the world, stands for sudden infant death syndrome, which in my opinion should not be a syndrome. There's so many unknown rare genetic disorders that you're not taught about, that you do not learn about until it happens to you. And we hope to get this story out there and to raise awareness for it. And there's so many cases, like I said, of SIDS that just get swept under the rug. You know, so many people don't do autopsies on their babies because they're not aware of these types of diseases that these children can get. And it goes with the breathing problems. She had half diaphragm paralysis, and which ultimately caused her to lose her life. And we just hope one day to really get closer to the answer of what kind of cure, and, you know, just really get it out there so parents can know, because we sure did not.
And I want to encourage you both as you move forward, because I know that there can be some really hard days as you try to make a difference and an impact. It can be hard to carry what you're carrying, the pain, and that's what you're trying to do right now.
Exactly how we feel. It's still fresh for us, the loss of her, and but we still have so much hope for other families. Unfortunately, we did not at the times that we are in right now. There was nothing that they could do to help our daughter, but we don't ever want more families to feel the type of pain that we did.
Right now, people who are listening can actually purchase a t-shirt.
Yes, of course. My best friend, Katie Roberts, she had her son exactly a month after I had Livy, and we talked about them growing up together, and we saw them at least twice a week during Livy's life. And she reached out to me while Livy was in the hospital, and she wanted to make a boutique. And it's called Blue, B-L-U, and Rue, R-U-E, Boutique. And you can find it on Instagram and Facebook. And she is selling t-shirts, and they're purple with the logo Love Like Livy on the back. And 10% of proceeds go to a trusted foundation. We did a lot of research to find the right one, and that's where 10% of the proceeds go to.
Excellent. And that website is Blue and Rue Boutique. That's BLUANDRUE boutique.com. And you can support with a Love Like Livy shirt. You can go to that website and you can make a purchase for that shirt. And you did mention that this will be extended. This will be one of those things where people can do this ongoing, right?
Yes, sir. Now, it will say on the website out of order, but please message her and let her know that you would like a t-shirt, because she does pre-orders right now, because she isn't 100% sure how many to order beforehand, and the website requires her to put out of stock if she does not have the correct numbers of t-shirts. But she does pre-order, and you can get them shipped right to your house.
Excellent. And this little section right here will be about what's going to happen at Pizza Ed in Hartsel, Alabama, this afternoon from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Pizza Ed's. A portion of the sales during those hours will be going straight to supporting the foundations you're talking about, right?
Yes, sir. It's the same foundation. They are called Smash Smart. I actually reached out to them while I was still in the hospital with Livy, and they had a lot of encouraging words for us. At the time, there was nothing that we could do, and they actually had a son that had SMARD, and he went through one of the gene therapies, and it unfortunately did not work. You know, they had their trials, and he was a part of one of them, but they have all of the kids that have a part of their foundation listed below, and you get to meet each kid. It explains SMARD in depth, what exactly to look for in your child. And I mean, not just a couple symptoms. She has listed over 100 of possible symptoms that could be connected to SMARD and that are connected to SMARD.
Kayleen, do you have a website or social media pages that you can lead people to for that particular effort?
I do. I can put that foundation in my bio of my social media, and we're currently working on a social media for just Livy for SMARD awareness, and I will then link it in my personal to my new, socials I will have for her.
Great. And that's Smash SMARD. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
SMARD. Drake and Kayleen, I really appreciate you joining me here on the Mark White Show today and sharing about the legacy of Livy. You have my deepest condolences, and I know that there are listeners right now who feel the loss because they've lost children themselves, but they're also encouraged, I know, by you both deciding that you want to move forward in a big way, honoring Livy and stepping out to make a difference in the lives of others. That's a huge step for both of you to go ahead and do that, because you lost her April the 10th, and here we are in June, and you've decided already that you want to make a difference in other people's lives. You are two very special people, and I want you both to know that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. with the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go toward the dream college. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
When they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.